N-A-N-N-O-L-E-S. Chief complaint, low back pain. Number two, left leg pain. Number three, diabetes. Number four, terrible control. Number five, used to see an endocrinologist, but he messed up my medicine, in quotation, so I didn't go back. Next number, recently had a blood work done. A1C was over 12. Next number, has had no trauma. Next number, is the pain is severe, consistent with diabetic amyotrophy and radiating to the left leg. Next number, medication. We'll make a new medication list. I noticed the glipizide was increased, but the patient is still very non-compliant with medication and does not check her blood sugar at home, period. Next number. Eye exam is due. Next number's mammogram is due. Next number, colonoscopy is due. Our patient is a 51-year-old woman, married for 27 years, has three children, comes into with multiple medical issues and problems. She's taken Tramadol and Neurontin, but nothing has helped her low back pain, period. In the paragraph, she has not had any history of trauma. Allergy, none. COVID immunization, none. Medication, let's make a list. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Glipizide, 5 milligram twice a day. Synthroid, 75 microgram a day. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram a day. Lopet, 1,000 milligram BID. Vitamin D, 5,000 units daily. Monjura, 2.5 milligram daily. Was just started today, pending all pre-authorization. Allergy, none, by the way. Make a separate sheet for that. Medical problems, we talked about that, hypertension, diabetes, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, surgery, tubal ligation, sinus surgery, social, no smoking, no drinking, works for the dollar store here in town. She does smoke, she doesn't drink, she doesn't use drugs. Last period was 12 years ago. Allergy, none. She's a family history. Mom died of lung cancer. Dad is alive with hypertension. 180 pounds, no significant change. 97%, 98.3, 16, 65, 156 over 80. Heart positive, swollen positive, 2. Still lungs are clear, abdomen soft. Next for JVD, skin shows no rash on the close of the lesion. Patient does have mild leg raising tests on the left side. Number one, diabetes out of control. Number two, we talked about diabetes for a long time. Next one is eye exam is due. Next number, she needs a colonoscopy. Next time, she's not interested in doing any of this at this time. Next time, she's continuing to gain weight. Next time, she continues to get worse by smoking and abusing her body. Next time, her vaginal bleeding that she had a year ago is now resolved. Next time, she did have a biopsy. There was no cancer. Next number, I'm going to check her. I checked her ultrasound of her pelvic. She does have what looks like fibroids within the uterus. Next number, things started on Monjura, 2.5 milligram once a day, pending authorization. Next number, mild lymphadenopathy in the neck. Next number, I switched her from Neurontin to Lyrica, 50 milligram BID. Next number, I switched her from Tramadol to Talon number 3, 1 every 8 hours, only 15 tablets given. Next number, come back in 3 days. Next number, get the blood work that was done 2 weeks ago. That showed hemoglobin A1C of 12.5. Next number, fatty liver. Next number, losing weight is paramount. Next number, carotid ultrasound shows calcification. Next number, echocardiogram with minimal change from 2 years ago. Next number, mild PVD noted. Next number, no sign of DVT noted. Next number, the pain in the leg does not appear to be vascular. Next number, thyroid looks normal. In face of Monjura, that was necessary to look at her thyroid. Next number, renal ultrasound is within normal limits. Again, in face of diabetes and hypertension. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Next number, come back in 3 days. Next number, dietitian consult will be obtained. Next number, I'm planning on reducing her glipizide after she's been on the Monjura and the medication has been approved. Thank you.